RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, and thank you.
Hello, Brooklyn, and welcome to Bands Do BK. This is a guide to Brooklyn by bands for everyone. My name's Sam, and I'm interviewing artists to discover the best spots in the borough right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. The song you just heard was Ordinary by Mount Sharp, and they're here today. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Corona-free? I couldn't go 1 second. I'm sorry. Damn it.
We'll never know whether we have it or not.
Well, eventually we might find out.
Maybe. I don't know. For our age, we'll probably just go through it and be like, "Was it the flu?" I don't know.
Truly, when you said corona, I promise you, the first thing I thought was the beer. We're not drinking beer. We're drinking seltzers.
For a variety pack, a sack of seltzers.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are cheap dates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just heard Ordinary from your album, which you were just saying is 3 weeks old, That Shadow. How have the 3 weeks been since y'all released it?
It's been pretty wild. I feel like time has stopped passing in a way that makes sense to me. partially because of the record and then partially just because of the universe. But yeah, it felt like we were waiting so long for it to come out.
So long.
So long. We've been working on it for so long. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It just felt like it came out and then suddenly it was out and everything was happening very quickly. And then the world started falling apart.
Coincidence?
Yeah, we did. Could this. Be.
That shadow. No to blame. Yeah, it's a really good album. We just talked about you had your release party at the Gutter a few weeks ago. Have a few shows coming up, God willing. We'll just shout it out anyways right here. On the 21st in Portland, Maine, and the 3rd of April at Planet X with Jelly Kelly and John the Guilt. Shout out if you're listening, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, both amazing, amazing acts and fans CBK favorites. To get back to, because I've been wanting to talk about this the entire time that we were talking before we were on there, back to the Portland show. There is a That Shadow beer. Tell me about that, because that's incredible. You get a record and a beer out.
I mean, I've really peaked. back when I lived in Maine, like 8 years ago,
it was a long time
where
ago.
I met Brian in Portland, one of my good friends from when we worked together at the Apple store, Bill, always dreamed of being a head brewer. And he is one now. And he played bass with me briefly in our old band in Maine. And we're still really good friends. And two summers ago, he actually made a beer inspired by our last band. And at that point, I was like, oh, we peaked. It was the Mango Floss IPA. It was really delicious. Limited edition. They said it sold really well.
It sounds delicious.
And so I was like, hey, Bill, what if we intentionally did this next
year? Here's an idea.
For a band that still exists.
For a band that could use the promotion, as opposed to I can only do M names, as opposed to Mango Floss, which you can find on Bandcamp if you really want to. But don't listen to that. Listen to Mount Sharp.
But keep your focus here. If you can only listen to one.
There's one good song.
That's true, but you can hear it in both bands.
Yeah.
Oh, what song's that?
Godzilla.
Oh, we were just talking about Godzilla. I was saying that's one of my favorite tracks, I think, on the album. And you said there's a story there about how the kind of band kind of came to be.
Yeah. So back in Portland, this was actually a Mango Floss song that we played way slower than the recording with the jazz drummer that I played with at the time. And really like one guitar. And it's like a very different sounding song. And started to get to know Brian through the music scene because he was booking at Space and just around. And it's a small place and you sort of get to know everybody in the music scene within about a month. And we decided to be music buddies. And Brian was really into playing guitar on that song. So we released an alternate version that I mixed horribly with about like 12 layers of Brian guitars on top. And after like playing around with it for a while, I was like, I really wish we had re-recorded the whole thing so that it could work with the Brian wave of sound. And that's where we get Godzilla version 2 today.
But before we recorded it, I played it with Mango Floss.
Oh, that's true.
On my boat party.
The boat party.
Was that one I booked? On the boat party.
Yes.
I don't like, is this, was it a boat party or is this another band?
Oh, no. Yeah. I used to do an annual boat party on Casco Bay of Portland.
That sounds dreamy.
Yeah. Have bands play and stuff. And I got to join Mango Floss for one performance of Godzilla. So that was like a couple of years before Mount Sharp. But sort of now that we have a record out with that song on it, it's kind of come full circle.
Yeah, we're trying to like tick the bingo boxes of like weird band stuff. It's like played on a boat, got a beer.
No, what's next?
Doing pretty well. I don't know. I feel great.
You feel great. I know. Said on a roll. I think there's more to come.
Can you explain what a boat party is? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with.
Oh, that's right. You weren't. Yeah. Okay, so Mount Sharp played the last boat party I did in Maine, but neither of you were in the band.
Last doesn't. There are no more.
Yeah, correct. There are no more. Maybe they did one the year after. I don't know. There was I had like partners that I did it with and stuff. But the last time I did it, we played and it was really fun. We were playing Dreams, weren't we? Playing Dreams.
Oh yeah, we were playing a cover of Dreams as the like the boat, which is like a pretty big boat, with, like a nice flat top that's open, and we were playing on top of it. And we were like pulling in to the dock. and like on the dock is like a bunch of like 50-year-old tourists like eating lobster rolls in Maine, and they were so fucking into dreams. Yeah. Like, making their day was great.
And they kept going till they pulled the plug.
They're like eating their lobster, like, encore. Yeah.
I know this song.
I just realized, and I always forget to do this because we've already done it, but not on air. Would you like to introduce yourselves so people know who they're hearing talk?
Hi, I'm Sal, and I play drums.
Hi, I'm Swin. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Brian, and I play guitar.
And I'm Jonathan, and I play the bass.
I love that the sharing a mic thing is very.
We're keeping our distance.
Yeah, we're good friends. It's
a very safe space. We kicked off things with "Ordinary," too, which is one of the songs, obviously, off. Again, shout out the album "That Shadow." Do y'all want to speak to that song at all?
Yeah, I think that was the last one that we recorded. We wrote it right at the end of when we were recording the rest of the album. And it came together maybe faster than any other song we've written. And it was just like, fuck, we got to get it on the album.
Gotta do it. Yeah.
We've actually, like, it feels more lived in now when we're playing it live, but I'm really happy with how it turned out on the record. You can tell how long it took us to make the record because it was inspired by The Handmaid's Tale back when it was cool.
And not reality.
Yeah.
When was that?
God, I don't know. It was like probably three years ago at this point. Yeah. But it's a line from the book that I think they repeat in the first series, which is ordinary is just what you're used to.
Ah, I never watched that. I was like, maybe now's the time. Put on some ordinary, Handmaid's Tale in quarantine. Okay, now I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched a rom-com last night. I think I'm going to stick in that lane for a while.
Which one?
Oh, the sequel to All the Boys I Loved Before.
Was it good?
Do you want me to? If you haven't seen it, I enjoyed myself. Yes.
Okay. That sounds comforting. Mm-hmm.
Back when Brian and I lived together, he would always choose to watch rom-coms, and I would want to watch sci-fi. It was a tough battle, but luckily we could compromise well. There's no sci-fi rom-com.
I was just going to ask.
It's a real gap.
The Venn diagram of the genres.
There's About Time.
God, that movie was terrible.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
I sobbed on an airplane watching that.
That's a great movie.
That's totally fair because you were on an airplane. That's a great the appropriate movie. Reaction to and basically any movie on
that's
an airplane.
That's true.
We can fight about time later.
All right.
We'll duke it out during Apostate, which is what we're going to play next. Do y'all want to intro this? This is, I think, the first single from the album, 2019?
Yeah. This one... I think it's probably like one of the least Mount Sharpie songs when we first wrote it. But I think there's a couple of like least Mount Sharpie songs that ended up on this record that feel like us now that lots of people have liked.
Yeah.
I was gonna say at this point, it's just becoming, when there's that many of them, it's just becoming the most Mount Sharp, right? Excellent. Well, this is Apostate by Mount Sharp.
Yeah.
That was Apostate by Mount Sharp right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we spent the entire time recapping About Time, which I think we've come to the consensus, guys. Was it good or not?
No, I think that we're in embattled camps.
Yeah, we're going to have to work this out.
Stick with your votes. For now, I'm just going to do a podcast completely dedicated to that, which wouldn't be bad, actually.
Yeah.
Just airplane movies in general. Airplane movie effects. But more importantly, back to the music. So this came out through Dad Stash Records, and I believe there's some limited edition tapes and vinyl that y'all are, that's being sold, right?
Yeah. We have it's just 100 records and 100 tapes, so very limited, and they're fun colors. The tape is like a kind of light blue, and the records are kind of, it was actually a random color, but it turned out a way that we liked. With them being mostly like blue to like grayish blue, but it's all like swirly and stuff. So I think that works.
It's swirly. Yeah. That's what I love about records too. It's like having something physical. It's like a piece of art oftentimes.
Yeah.
As much.
Definitely. And well, our first EP we did on vinyl too. So it just, we had to, you know, they have to go together on the shelf.
And it's funny now because like I feel I can play vinyl, I can play cassettes, but like the only things that I don't have the ability to play are CDs.
Same here. Well, someone we were sending a record to, and they wanted the vinyl, but they asked for a CD too. And I was just like, I don't have a CD. We didn't
burn you one?
Well, so then the burning the CD thing, if you all remember, it set off a whole, it was like, we were all trying to figure out, okay, who can burn a CD? Where do you get a CDR? And I finally found like some random like hole in the wall, like bootleg electronic shop in the financial district that would sell single CDRs with a case for like a dollar. I hope it worked. I think it, I don't know. I nailed it.
That's amazing. That's like the most effort ever for a fan.
It took a lot of effort. But yeah, for a fan with a radio show, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, touche. Yeah. So that shadow, what does the title refer to?
It's actually referring to a line in NBA, the first track on the song. We tried to come up with a lot of different titles for the record, but I liked that shadow the most because I felt like it worked for, like, at a high level for, like, all the songs, of just sort of, like, the feeling of foreboding, sort of connected to weird fears in that way. But the line...
Feels timely.
But the line from NBA is, it only takes 3% of me to deny the cause of all that shadow, which is also a reference to the deniers of climate change. So, bringing everybody up.
It's okay. This is the world we're living in.
Yeah.
Music is healing, right? I think we were going to try and squeeze in four of y'all's songs. So should we just go ahead and play NBA?
Yeah, go
for
it.
Now that we're referencing it, you can hear the line in action. Right. Let's do it.
Well, I heard you got some advanced degree. Well, you're right.
That was MBA by Mount Sharp. We're hanging out here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Bands Do BK. Guys, I actually want to hear from you about some of your favorite Brooklyn bands. Because we sent over a playlist that featured some of them that I think you can maybe find online, or we can post it later so you can see who they recommend. But who are you guys digging right now?
One band that was...
Oh, sorry. There's your mic on. I told you, technical. I'm not a kid to this.
All good. One band that was not on Spotify, who I wanted to include, was Caddy. Do you know Caddy?
Yeah, they were going to play our South By showcase.
Sorry.
Which is, who even knows what's happening down there? But anyways.
I love them. It's, there's friends in the band, and I've told them, so I can say this publicly, that I think they're my current favorite Brooklyn band. So I love all the bands, but I just like to give them a little extra love.
I actually met Caddy at, or one of the artists from Caddy at your show.
Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. I haven't seen them yet, but.
Anna and I go way back. We love telling the story of how I worked in the record shop, and she was like a teenager who used to hang out in the record shop. And now we're in bands many, many years later.
That's really cool. Yeah. I wish I hung out somewhere besides the mall.
Like, yeah, me too. That's all I had.
I was like, I didn't meet anybody at Claire's, Wetzel's Pretzels. Pierce my ears. You want to hang out later? Talk later.
On the list?
Or just any bands in general that y'all are feeling.
Who do you like, JPK?
I like lots of bands. I mean, I'm always a fan of our buddies in the new restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
What's the restaurant? Or what's it? Sorry.
They're called The New Restaurants.
The New Restaurants?
Yeah.
I love that band name.
Yeah. They're, old friends.
Yeah.
And I think they've got new music coming out soon. So that
they, I've heard about this. Okay.
I have heard that this
I listen to a lot of jazz and classical music. I'm a little behind.
Hey, this is it's the classics.
Are we only talking Brooklyn bands?
Yeah.
Huh? I was just gonna for local shout outs.
Well, you know, I was just, you know,
you can do whatever you want.
He just wants to talk about President of the United States of America. You ever hear this band?
I've got some thoughts. How great they are and how they have vinyl coming out very soon, but but I digress. Brooklyn bands, I love Gunfight. Great band. Caddy, double it up.
Said that one.
Triple it up, double it up.
Quadruple it up.
I think we
all. I'm hopping on.
We do.
Crazy Pills.
We're back.
Yeah, going strong. That's all I got right now, Swood.
Gonna plug Maya McDonald. Used to play drums with us. She's a fantastic songwriter.
Ooh, Beat Radio while we're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some other bands on the list. I know, some bands we play with, Jelly Kelly and John the Guilt, who we're playing with coming up.
Planet X on April 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Our buddies and label mates, Onesie and Shadow Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Both of whom we've played with recently. Oh, and Calicoco. She's not Brooklyn, but she's in Long Island now, but she's from Rochester. Yeah, New York. But I think we all agree on Calicoco is like pretty much the best, actually, that if you haven't heard.
I know. This is just basic. So I'm like, who can I put on my next guest? Straight from the source, baby.
I'll just put you in a group text with all of them, and you can sort it out from there.
Beautiful. I'll take it.
Yeah, after the release show, Sal and I hung out with someone from Onesie and someone from Sharp Shadows, both of whom are label mates, and talked about Star Trek for, I think, like maybe an hour.
We close out the bar.
That's awesome.
Talking about Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Rock and roll, baby.
They're like, get out of here, nerds.
You don't have to get home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
Like, you're not even drinking. You're just talking about Picard.
That's right. Sharp Shadows are coming back. They've been kind of laying low for a little while, but they're also on Dad Stash Records. There's like a real growing like Brooklyn contingent of Dad Stash Records, which is based upstate. But bands here just keep hearing about it and being like, hey, you want to put on my record?
Hey. Well, I think it's funny, too. There's Mount Sharp, Shadow Monster, Sharp Shadow. I'm like, that's
shadow.
A bill right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole vortex of shadows and sharpness.
It's getting me in. How have y'all found, like, what's the state? Like, what's it like being in a band in Brooklyn right now? Because it seems from the outside perspective that there's like, so much cool stuff happening and everyone seems to be, like, so supportive of each other. It just seems like a really nice vibe from, as a non-musician, that I'm witnessing from talking to people. Like, is it, y'all having fun? Are you having fun?
Yeah, I mean, I'm having fun. I feel like from the beginning of time playing music in New York, coming from Maine, which is like a really tiny place where you know everyone, like everyone is so friendly. I think it's like not living in New York or not growing up in New York. There's so much of the stereotype of everyone being out for themselves and like in it to win it and like fuck everyone else. And I don't experience that at all in our community. I think that that's amazing. Everyone wants everyone to succeed. And I think that it's just like, and we all know the struggle, like all of our favorite venues close, everything gets pushed further and further out. It's harder and harder to, you know, even sustain it on the side as part of your life. And so I think it just like builds a good community of folks who've been through it all.
Came out the other side.
Yeah. still fighting.
Takes a village.
And I feel like we're like, at least me being in the band and Sal being in the band are the result of like the fact that this is a community we love. Like, because Mount Sharp was a band I loved to go see before I was even in the band. You know, like,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, JPK was on the guest list for lots of shows. Yeah. Well, you were Jeremiah's guest list spot pretty much all the time. Jeremiah was one of our previous drummers. And a very good friend of all of ours, who now lives in Austin. That's a recent development. That has nothing to do with this band.
I came here from Austin, so.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Tagged in, tagged out.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we have a great community of musicians and like music supporters and stuff around us that, you know, we're not necessarily like a band of people that's out roaming the venues and partying anymore. I mean, I think we've all had phases where that was what we were doing, but when we're out there, it feels good.
Well, your show was excellent at the Gutter a few weeks ago. I'm very excited to see you again, April 3rd, Planet X, God willing.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to happen. I'm not worried about that one.
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. I haven't been to that venue yet.
Neither have we. Just booked a show. It's like, oh, new venue? Let's try it out.
Souls.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I like the name. I don't know. Planet X.
It was a very sci-fi-y poster, by the way.
We're leaning hard into space.
Yeah.
There's a space cat being beamed up. Isn't that on the beer can, that's too?
That poster was actually a collaboration with John the Gilt. He was starting to work on it, and I was like, he was asking me about if I was going to make a flyer or something, and he just sent me the image, and then I was like, I'll do something with this. So it was a collaboration for the show. That doesn't usually happen. Usually I just like come up with something real quick, and I'm like, that's it. Everyone deal with this.
Yeah, I made it. You're going to have to do it. Excellent. Well, speaking of talking about Brooklyn and places in Brooklyn, even though that's technically in Ridgewood, sidebar, yeah. What's the difference anymore? Who knows? Yeah. Let's switch over and start talking about y'all's favorite places, because you've got a lot of them and definitely like a lot off the typical, often beaten Bushwick path.
Yeah. Like,
which, yeah, it's just going to turn into a specific show dedicated to, like, the best bars in Bushwick, which could probably go on forever.
That's a whole, like, radio show. That's like a daily radio
show. Exactly. But y'all are all over the place. So, yeah. Swood, do you want to kick things off and talk about your spots?
Yeah, sure. My top spot, I walk past every day. Thank you for reminding me, Sal.
I know, I was going to pull it up and like...
is Tacos El Bronco, the truck specifically. Yes.
And you're saying you're living in Sunset Park.
In Sunset Park, off the 36th Street Station. I would stake my claim, best tacos in New York City.
Mm-hmm. That's a bold claim.
They're fucking fantastic. Best al pastor taco I've had in my life. Like, they're out there every day. Like through the winter, there's always people waiting for it. Like, it's legit. And they like recently raised their prices to $2 a taco.
The audacity.
The audacity.
2020.
When I first moved to Sunset Park, they were $1.50.
Back in my day.
That's an interesting development, though. I thought you were referring to the truck at the 9th Avenue station for the D train. Is it the same?
I think it's the same. They've got the a couple people. Of trucks.
Okay. And they have a and they have a restaurant. Two restaurants?
They have a couple of trucks, Tacos El Bronco, the restaurant, and Tacos El Bronquito.
Ooh, okay.
You know, they're not an underdog. But I specifically like the truck that's parked outside of Melody Lanes.
Yeah.
Which is not on my list, but we could obviously all talk about Melody Lanes.
Oh yeah.
It's an institution.
Yeah.
I'm not
that
familiar.
Bartender.
It is a bowling alley in Sunset Park. That has a bartender who has like, he must be like 105. And he has like the most massive mutton chops. And every day he wears what I guess is the inside of a tuxedo with a cummerbund. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those details are accurate.
I've got a lot of questions.
And then it's very much like you've walked into like 1980s suburbia, except it's also very crowded.
Yeah.
And you can go get some like nice fried chicken fingers that you're like, who knows what this is, but I'm going to eat it.
They've been there as long as the bartender. Yeah,
like, this came from something frozen somewhere.
This is a fantastic description. It's really accurate.
Extremely accurate. Yeah.
I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's one of those places that's so different from everywhere in New York. And people ask about it and you're like, no, I need to reset your mind like for your expectations. It is not like a Manhattan bowling alley. And then, yeah, my other one, since we have a lot to talk about, I'll just do one other one, which is my favorite dim sum place in Sunset Park, which recently had to shut down, temporarily, we all hope, for lack of demand around coronavirus, which is some racist bullshit. It's East Harbor Seafood Palace. It's so fucking good. I think Sal agrees with me.
It is
the best.
The best in New York. There's a few. None of them live up to East Harbor Seafood Palace.
It's so good. It's like all the way at the bottom of Sunset Park on like 64th Street.
Let's say yes.
Yeah. I just know I go
65th?
Very...
You
go,
it can be Googled.
You go very far down and you're like, there's nothing past this. And then you're there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Except for where I live.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, except for Bay Ridge. It's like... Just don't cross the BQE to Bay Ridge, and you'll be at East Harbor Seafood Palace.
It's kind of like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow type of thing. It's like, just you can't see it. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. Oh.
If there's time at the end, I'll give my last one.
Cool. Am I up next?
Well,
or are you just
phone,
giving me
so.
My phone back?
You're on deck or at bat or whatever.
Okay, cool. I'll shout them out real quick.
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Oh, do we? Yeah. Oh, why do I felt so much pressure.
Give us. I want to know about the age of the bartender.
Ba Shu Yen, which is also in Sunset Park, great Vietnamese sandwich spot. Where here's the hipster thing. I went when the sandwiches were $3.50. They were so delicious. I think they're up to $5 now. $5.50. $5.50 now.
$5.50 sounds right.
So worth it. That they bump up 25 cents every year or so, and yeah, still a delicious sandwich.
What neighborhood did you say that was in?
It's in Sunset Park on 8th Avenue and I want to say 42nd.
I need to come down there just to try out all these.
Oh my God, the food.
And I'll be able to afford them all in like one day, which is the dream.
Yeah, Ba Shu Yen is also my favorite Vietnamese sandwich place. And I always forget that they're not open for dinner, which makes sense because it's a sandwich place. But my like dumb brain is constantly like, what if I had a banh mi for dinner? It's not possible.
I like your brain. It's smart. All right. And I feel like we're a little overdue talking about pizza. Can we get into that?
I can't believe we went this long without it.
Right? So the two spots I got are L&B's Pomoni Gardens, which is like, it's like an institution. I feel like so many people know about it, but they've got the best square in town. Can't be beat. Delicious sauce. Somebody got murdered because of the sauce. It's so good.
What?
Recipe. You guys know about this?
No, I've never wanted to know anything more in my life.
I don't want to get murdered talking about it.
just look it up.
Look, it's a good square. Look up the details if you care for them. And then just a regular slice joint. Great triangle slice if you like it. Antonio's Pizzeria on Flatbush. Can't be beat. Just go in there, get a slice. You're going to have a great time.
I feel like a slice shop's one of those places that's like people have like very passionate about their favorite ones.
It's true. I would die happy in either of these restaurants. Tafara's is a classic, you know. It's great, but you can't go into Tafara's and just grab a slice and go.
It's like a 4-hour excursion, isn't it?
You got to commit, and it's worth committing to. But I'm talking about just going in. Hot slice, please. Coming right up. Not too hot, but you know. not burn the roof of your mouth hot. Those two spots, highly recommend. And then are we going to get into the parks and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Parks and libraries, they're all great. JPK wrote in his notes of places he loves, parks and libraries. Totally agree.
It's a very wholesome choice. I like it. We can take a little break for a little musical interlude before moving on to the rest of y'all. Because we keep talking about John the Gilt. This is one of the songs on the playlist that y'all made with Brooklyn bands you like.
Yeah.
And again, playing that Planet X show. So let's go. This is his recent single, I never say this right. Sycophant American? Damn it. Well, he's going to sing it. You'll hear it there. It's by John the Gilt.
Yeah.
All right. That was Sycophant or Sycophant. I still don't remember how to pronounce it. American by John the Gelt. Such a great song. We are here with Mount Sharp on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you that if you like the programming you are hearing here on Radio Free Brooklyn, we are currently doing our Drive to Five fundraising campaign. We are turning 5 years old in May. We need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years. We're only about 30% there. We have a long way to go in a couple months. So if you'd like to make a small monthly donation to help us reach our goal, the easiest way to give is to text RFB Gives with the number 5 instead of an S to 44321. And you can make a pledge right on your phone. So keep an eye out, follow us on social media, and do what you can to help programs such as this one and the others stay on the air. We are halfway through Brooklyn Picks with Mount Sharp. Hit it.
Yeah. I'm the nerd who was like, oh, I like bookstores and libraries. But I do.
Those are good things on the intellectual.
I've made a habit of going to the Bay Ridge branch of the public library like every Saturday just to see what they got.
That sounds dreamy. That
and
sounds like a delightful
kind
Saturday.
Of like, oh yeah, like libraries are free and you can, you know, they have an app for your phone. You can put a book on hold on your phone if you're, you know, and it's kind of wonderful.
Is it a good vibe there to like hang out to?
Yeah, there's always
the smell.
Yeah, there's always like people around, you know, they have all the information. They probably have a bunch of stuff about like what not to do in public.
for dealing, certain situations.
Yeah, dealing with this certain situation. So the other thing I brought, there's a restaurant called Tannerine in Bay Ridge. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant. It's like the best food I've ever had. And
ooh,
I want to say it's on 3rd Avenue and right around 74th Street, like that area. And the woman who runs the whole place, she'll like come around and talk to all our customers. And so you got to make a reservation because it can get pretty crowded. But
what type of food? Or you said Middle Eastern.
Middle
what
Eastern,
do you usually get?
Like, they have lamb, they have different kind of chicken and rice dishes, but like you walk in, you can smell like the yogurt and the
very fresh it's type of home cooking type.
Yeah,
thing.
It's wonderful. And the other place I put on here is an ice cream place in Cobble Hill called the Brooklyn Pharmacy and Soda Fountain. It's like an old school kind of like they'll make you an egg cream, they'll make you a milkshake. You can get like they got thousands of different ice cream sundae options, and it's a great place to take the person you love and just split a milkshake.
This sounds very. This is like the most splendid list of picks ever. Like I want to do all of those things.
All right, I forgot what I put on here. Okay. I mean, it's weird because I don't live in Brooklyn anymore. But anyway, I'll try. I know. Sad. It's okay. It's great.
Take the mic away.
It's great. I'm not allowed. My opinion doesn't matter anymore. All right. I put Black Gold Records because I like to spend money on records. And it's also, it's a fun shop because they have like taxidermy and weird old things that you can maybe buy, but definitely look at and be like, that's strange. Why is that here?
I'm sure if any offer is good enough, they might.
Yeah, exactly. Oddities and curiosities.
Ooh.
Else. Oh, Heatonist in Williamsburg, because I like the hot sauce. Sal likes the hot sauce too.
I do. We've shared hot sauces.
Burned my face
the bomb
off
before together. And God, it was awful. Did we do the last app as well?
We did.
Right.
You came to my house and you brought these things that destroyed my face.
It was rough.
I'm glad we did it though. We're talking about, or are we just going on about this stuff?
Heatness, yeah, it's right. Like the just a hot shop, hot sauce shop, right? Yeah. In Williamsburg, right.
Yeah.
I know we could have brought it in. We could have done like a Hot Ones style interview.
I mean,
we would love to do that.
These two would do great.
Our dream.
I would have a breakdown very quickly.
Yeah,
get even sweatier.
Okay.
I become snot like almost instantly.
Yeah,
it's not pleasant.
I think it's actually our dream to have this band on Hot Ones.
That's true.
I was about to say, or have a Mount Sharp hot sauce. That seems like next. The logical next
Great
step.
Idea. You're so right.
Keatness, like if you're listening.
Yeah. I've actually done the 10 from Hot Ones season 4 before. My big downfall was just drinking so much milk.
I can't do that.
That's not good
you
for anybody.
You just gotta lean into the heat.
It, you know, it worked at first, and then I had
That's
to.
Gross.
I went home, at, or I attempted to go home, and I had to turn back really as quickly as I could.
I'm so sorry, I brought up
and
hot
then
sauce.
Ruin my friend's bathroom. Okay, that's it.
So sorry.
You get shooting the shit with Hot Sharp.
We knew it was gonna get there.
All there, I said I wouldn't talk about it, but it's a good story.
Oh my god.
So here, beware. That's good words of wisdom. For,
I had one last pick. It was Emily.
Speaking of pizza, right?
Yeah, the pizza's great, but I like the burger. It's amazing. I apparently like to go to pizza places and get the burger, because we were talking about Speedy Romeo before, too. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Any other places?
It's like off the menu.
Yeah, it's not off the menu.
Off the radar.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, there's all these pizza options, and then there's a burger. So get the, you know, give the burger a shot. Why
there's
not?
Gotta be a reason it's
there's
on
a
here.
Reason. Oh, there's a reason. There's a, it'll make you cry.
A lot of tears happening. The hot sauce, the burger. So excellent. Good picks, guys. I've got a lot of, I just want to go to the library now and eat some pizza, drink some Mount Sharp IPA.
Yeah.
It's really the dream. So now that you've got this album out, you've got a couple shows coming up. What's kind of the plan moving forward for y'all? Anything? You're just like,
have but, those shows happen.
Yes. keep playing and everything. But like, what are you excited about next?
I mean, I think as always, I'm just excited for more people to hear the music and tell us what they think. It's been really fun to hear feedback on something that we've worked on for like 2 years. And like in particular, so many people have really liked this song on the record, Voyager 1. That is like very much like not Mount Sharp at all. It's just a song that I wrote that like pairs with the other song on it, Voyager 2, because just massive nerd here. But I really wanted to record it just because I loved what we wrote and how it sounded. And it's just really, it's awesome to like feel like we can break outside of what we felt our sound should be and still write things that people like. So I'm excited for more people to hear that. Making some more videos, sharing those around.
Yeah, the apostate video is out, right?
Yeah, we've got the apostate video.
Damn it, see, I can't pronounce anything.
I'm sorry.
I'm a writer before I'm a radio host. Like, I would spell it right.
That song has been a thing.
We had to do a pronunciation guide within the band, so you're not alone. The way that I got
some
Sal,
media training.
Sal learned it after, well, no, did you come up with this or did I come up with it?
Apostate?
A pasta date.
Where would you go on a pasta date in Brooklyn?
Oh, I would go to Al De La. That's where I would go.
Oh, yeah.
Great question.
Al De La is great. In fact, I was intending to go on an anniversary date with my wife to Al De La. We will see if that happens this week.
I hope that wasn't a surprise because she totally heard that.
No, it was not. Okay. There are no surprises once there's a baby. Everything is very planned.
How many babies we got in the band?
Four.
Four.
Wow, you should have BYOB'd.
Nah, they're all sleeping.
Nobody wants that. Hopefully.
That's why I'm not a parent. I'm like, it's 11 p.m. on a Thursday. Yeah. Bring the babies. Let's rage.
We also have a video for Sometimes I Know that came out recently. And Tacos El Bronco restaurant is in that, featured in that briefly. I take a bite of a taco there before going to band practice.
Like, I thought I recognized this taco.
I've been waiting to shout that out.
The Tacos El Bronco restaurant and some of the trucks have really, like, I don't know how to describe these, like really fantastic murals yeah. with horses in them.
Yeah. It's really special.
Very Instagrammable.
Yeah. They are large murals with horses that I think are cool. I don't know. They're like somewhere on that line, you know, of like, this isn't cool or this is cool, ironically, or in some way. But they're very earnest about the Bronco. And the tacos are great. So, and try the horchata if you like horchata. Insider tip. Also, eat the onion they give you.
Oh, absolutely. Always eat the onion.
Critical. Always eat the onion.
Not a garnish.
Did we discover that together at some point, drunken point?
Probably. I mean,
what have we been missing out on?
Yeah, I don't know. Trips all the way down Fifth Avenue or whatever. Eat the onion.
Yeah.
Eat the onion. Absolutely. I mean, I didn't know. I thought it was a garnish until I ate it. And it, yeah.
I usually go the other way when I eat something. I'm like, nope, that's a garnish. That's not meant to be actually
tinfoil.
Consumed. Yeah, exactly. Like, this tastes weird. Oh. That's, oh. Yeah. Life tip. Eat the onion.
Yeah.
Not the paper plate. So I want to conclude, I think, with, we're going to conclude with the song you just mentioned, which is Sometimes I Know, a video coming at some point. But what do y'all want to say in the last 1 minute before we sign off? Check out that shadow.
Yeah. Check out that
check
shadow.
Check it out.
Consider it.
Consider it.
It's funny to bring up the Sometimes I Know video, because that video is kind of like our band does BK, and you can see there's so many different spots all around the borough that were kind of like you know, 2 seconds worth of like Kensington Stables, Tacos El Bronco, Sunset Park,
some bodega.
Exactly. Yeah, who knows the names, actually?
All of our cats.
The Belt Parkway.
Yeah, there's so much stuff in there. So you can watch it and try to figure out if you know the spots. If you don't, you should check them out anyway.
If only there was a blog and a radio show for us to find out. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming, guys. And
thank you
for putting out such a seriously beautiful, wonderful album. It's really great, and I am excited to see y'all again live. Again, last time we'll shout this out, Planet X, April 3rd with Jelly Kelly and John the Gilt.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Amazing. That shadow's out now through Dad's Dash Records. Buy the vinyl. Buy the tape. Don't ask them to burn a CD, though they might. Awesome. Well, to conclude, here is from our guest, Mount Sharp, Sometimes I Know, on Radio Free Brooklyn. Bye.